Rat Kiley finally hit a wall. He couldn't sleep during the hot daylight hours. He couldn't cope with the nights. Late one afternoon, as the platoon prepared for another march, he broke down in front of Mitchell Sanders. Not crying, but up against it. He said he was scared, and it wasn't normal scared. He didn't know what it was. Too long in country, probably, or else he wasn't cut out to be a medic. Always policing up the parts, he said, always plugging up holes. Sometimes he'd stare at guys who were still okay, the alive guys, and he'd start to picture how they'd look dead, without arms or legs, that sort of thing. It was ghoulish, he knew that, but he couldn't shut off the pictures. He'd be sitting there talking with Bowker or Dobbins or somebody, just marking time, and then out of nowhere he'd find himself wondering how much the guy's head weighed. Like how heavy it was, and what it would feel like to pick up the head and carry it over to a chopper and dump it in. Rat scratched the skin at his elbow, digging in hard. His eyes were red and weary. "It's not right," he said. "These pictures in my head, they won't quit. I'll see a guy's liver, the actual fucking liver. And the thing is, it doesn't scare me. It doesn't even give me the willies. More like curiosity, the way a doctor feels when he looks at a patient, sort of mechanical, not seeing the real person, just a ruptured appendix or a clogged up artery." His voice floated away for a second. He looked at Sanders and tried to smile. He kept clawing at his elbow. "Anyway," Rat said, "the days aren't so bad, but at night, the pictures get to be a bitch. I start seeing my own body, chunks of myself, my own heart, my own kidneys. It's like, I don't know, it's like staring into this huge, black crystal ball. One of these nights, I'll be lying dead out there in the dark, and nobody will find me except the bugs. I can see it. I can see the goddamn bugs chewing tunnels through me. I can see the mongooses munching on my bones. I swear, it's too much. I can't keep seeing myself dead." Mitchell Sanders nodded. He didn't know what to say. For a time, they sat watching the shadows come. Then Rat shook his head. He said he'd done his best. He tried to be a decent medic. "Win some, lose some," he said. But he'd tried hard. Briefly then, rambling a little, he talked about a few of the guys who were gone now, Kurt Lemon in Kiowa and Ted Lavender, and how crazy it was that people who were so incredibly alive could get so incredibly dead. Then he almost laughed. "This whole war," he said, "you know what it is? Just one big banquet. Meat, man. You and me, everybody. Meat for the bugs." The next morning, he shot himself. He took off his boots and socks, laid out his medical kit, doped himself up, and put a round through his foot. Nobody blamed him, Sanders said. Before the chopper came, there was time for goodbyes. Lieutenant Cross went over and said he'd vouch that it was an accident. Henry Dobbins and Azar gave him a stack of comic books for hospital reading. Everybody stood in a little circle, feeling bad about it, trying to cheer him up with bullshit about the great nightlife in Japan.